consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, April 16th edition. Well, Citizens Research Council, the CRC, are always against making cuts to state government. Bob Snyder came out and said, eliminating the income tax with no revenue replacement would require, quote, large-scale reductions to state services, end quote. Not something that can be addressed by solving poor efficiencies, said Bob Snyder, Citizen Research Council. He alleges that about a quarter, 25%, of the $21.3 billion school aid fund would be wiped out with the income tax being eliminated. And two-thirds of the general fund, which funds corrections, most local government grants, universities, public health programs, and numerous other services. Who says we have to continue giving money to Michigan's universities? Every single university in the state of Michigan has huge endowment funds. Ron Weiser, former chair of the Michigan Republican Party, he gave $50 million to University of Michigan. Michigan State, Wayne State, they don't need funding anymore. What part of this do they not get? Funding corrections and local government is all done through revenue sharing. You take the state's sales tax and give it back to the local counties and let them do things at the local level. Public health programs, it needs to be reduced dramatically. Is it going to cut into the current status quo? You bet. It needs to be cut. This is amazing. Well, they are going to put out fear campaign big time. The Democrats, the media, the corporate legacy folks, they are going to just absolutely try to put the fear of God into Michigan voters. Now, with every single Republican candidate, independent and libertarian, calling for eliminating at least the state income tax, it's game on. Don't listen to it. I talked about just one bureaucratic agency department yesterday, 4% increase and additional add-ons that was like 13 paragraphs. A million here, 2 million there, 1.5 million here. Just ridiculous. And that was just for the financial insurance services department. Financial and insurance services absolutely insanity what they were proposing for this year's budget. Well, kind of an interesting little side note happened. Perry Johnson, in stopping in Lansing on his bus tour, he's been touring across the state in recent weeks in a chartered bus with his campaign logo plastered on the side. Former Michigan Republican Party co-chair Michonne Maddock has been campaigning with him. At yesterday's event, her husband, State Representative Matt Maddock, was there, as well as his general political consultant, John Yab, and several news reporters. At a media scrum in front of the bus, well, the event was cut short after a City of Lansing parking enforcement officer started writing him up a ticket for obstructing traffic. The officer told reporters that she'd have to mail the ticket to the address connected to the bus's license plate since it moved out of the way before she could give it to him. City of Lansing spokesperson Scott Bean said the type of ticket is $25 if paid within 14 days, and then it will be $35 after that. City of Lansing spokesperson Scott Bean, Democrat, then quipped, "The fix-it guru got fixed by the Lansing Parking Enforcement Department." Lansing Mayor Andy Shore said, "This is not a Democrat or Republican parking officer. It's just the law." Okay. Well, John James released his very first TV ad yesterday. John James announced the launch of the campaign's first television ad. It's a 30-second commercial that introduces himself as a retired military person who has gotten the crap knocked out of him, quote unquote, while he was at West Point. "Whenever I got knocked down, I asked God to pick me back up. He never fails. It's time for Michigan to get back up. The best is yet to come." The ad titled "He Never Fails" shows John James at West Point, also in combat in Iraq and building jobs in Detroit. Ad Impact has the two-week TV ad buy at $350,000. Half of the money will be spent in Grand Rapids, 20% in Flint, 12.5% in Traverse City, and the Detroit market. Well, Michigan Democratic Party spokesperson Derek Honeyman referenced a line in the ad about Washington, D.C. being, quote, full of crap. John James rants against Washington, but he's been an ardent backer of President Trump's cost-cutting agenda, cost-raising agenda, and continually sells out Michiganders while he's in D.C., Honeyman, the Democrat spokesperson, said. Well, in other Republican gubernatorial candidate news, former Speaker Tom Leonard, accompanying his wife and their three young children, was the first candidate to formally submit petition signatures to qualify to be on the ballot for the governor's race. Leonard said he turned in a little more than 25,000 signatures, 5,000 less than the maximum. He said about half of his signatures came from volunteers and the other half came from paid circulators. They collected signatures from the Upper Peninsula all the way down to Southeast Michigan. Leonard added, "We are just getting started. We're going to keep earning support the same way we earn these signatures, by showing up, listening, and offering real solutions for Michigan families." Well, in other related news, the Republicans' 2022 gubernatorial nominee, Tudor Dixon, attended Perry Johnson's Grand Rapids event, along with Kent County Republican Party Chair Rusty Richter. Earlier in the week, Johnson was with Dixon's top primary opponent from 2022, Kevin Rinke. Kind of interesting alignments with the former nominee and former opponent. Now, shifting gears and going to the U.S. Senate race, Tax Day, April 15th, was the day federal campaign finance quarterly deadlines appeared, and the numbers showed up what's going on behind the scenes in the U.S. Senate as well as U.S. House races across the state. The first quarter campaign finance spreadsheet showed that State Senator Mallory McMorrow was picking up momentum after outraising everybody else in the Democrat U.S. Senate field during January 1st through April 15th. On the Republican side, candidate Mike Rogers was rocking it with more funding at his fingertips. On the Democratic Party side, U.S. Senate race, McMorrow campaign raised more than $3 million for the quarter and more than $8.6 million for the total Senate race on the Democrat side. She topped the quarterly amount and raised most of the money among the Senate candidates. We'll get into the other numbers, the other candidates, and also what was Mike Rogers' haul for the first quarter of this year. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one, campaign finance reports for the U.S. Senate race. On the Democrat side, what it really boils down to is cash on hand. McMorrow, state senator, Democrat Royal Oak, raised more than $3 million for the first quarter, with a total raised so far for her entire campaign of $8.6 million. However, she only has $3.6 million cash on hand. What has she spent $5 million on? Haven't seen any TV ads, haven't seen any mailers, have no idea. The Muslim candidate, Abdul El Sayed, ended the first quarter raising $2.3 million. So far for his total campaign, he's raised $7.6 million. Basically, $1 million less than McMorrow. But his cash on hand is down to $2.53 million. Again, where's the other $5 million? Well, U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens actually brought up the rear for the first quarter. She only raised $2 million. But overall, she's raised so far $8.9 million. And how much cash on hand does she have? Well, she comes in second place behind State Senator McMorrow. She's down to $3.4 million. Again, where is the $5 million for each one of these candidates? This is amazing. Stevens, also the only Democrat with any debt, is at $57,000. She hasn't paid her bills yet for the first quarter. Well, Mike Rogers ran away so far on the Republican side, raising $2.2 million for the first quarter, having raised $7.7 million for the entire campaign, and has only spent $3.5 million of it. He leads the pack with $4.21 million cash on hand. Campaign is nearly three times the amount they had during his previous 2024 run. His spokesperson, Elisa Brulette, said, "The future of our state and country are riding on this race. We are fighting every day to earn working families' support. This is going to be a change election. We need to win it and take back that Senate seat. Other two candidates, Genevieve Peters-Scott and Bernadette Smith, are running against Rogers in the Republican Party. Smith had the highest burn rate of any of the U.S. Senate candidates, with Team Rogers trailing very close behind. Scott raised $18,000 from 18 donors. Two of them were from California. So far, she's raised $76,000 and has $7,000 cash on hand. Meanwhile, she has $49,000 in debt. Bernadette Smith raised $39,000, $54,000 in total. However, she has spent most of that money already and only has $1,305 cash on hand. Bernadette, Genevieve, it's time to call it quits. Don't even bother turning signatures in by next Tuesday. Even if you do make it on the ballot, Mike Rogers is the candidate. Mike Rogers will be the Republican candidate after the August 4th primary. Drop out, go back to your lives. Now, one of the things that is pretty interesting is the 10th Congressional District, the seat going to be vacated by John James as he runs for governor. Captain Mike Bouchard, Oakland County Sheriff's Mike Bouchard Sr., he ended up raising the most for the quarter, $427,000. So far, almost $1 million total. And he also now has $847,000 cash on hand. Robert Lugeri, second highest Republican, has $822,000 cash on hand. He raised more than $212,000 for the quarter, $1.2 million overall. Very, very close to Mike Bouchard. On the Democrat side, Eric Chung only raised $336,000 overall, with $1.5 total so far. He has total cash on hand now at $931,000. Eric Chung, the Democrat. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading